Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So you know, I am now the only meat eater in a family of vegans.
Wow, how did that happen?
Well, my son actually calls himself plant forward. I don't know what that means.
Oh, God, that's amazing. Is that a thing? Is that
Gwyneth
Paltrow?
I mean, it's like if mom is having a ribeye, I'll taste it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. So I thank the Lord, because sometimes those ribeyes are really big and, you know,
they're
I can't eat them by myself. I go out. What broke the bank was we were out in Vegas and we went to this beautiful restaurant at the Wynn, and I said, Zach, want to try a Wagyu? Because I couldn't order it by myself.
Oh,
like Wagyu beef? Wagyu? Is it Wagyu?
I have no
Wagyu?
Idea.
It's a really good
I think they
beef.
Rub the cows and, you know, give them massages.
Them,
yes,
right, yes,
they get, you know, manis and petties, and then they, you know, slaughter them. They taste better that way.
Y'all happy, not good.
But that's the thing. They all want me to watch this Forks Over Knives thing. And I'm like, I'm not watching it. I am not. Do you really like the taste of meat?
Yes.
My daughter said to me the other day. I really do. Now, it's been amazing. They've all lost an incredible amount of weight.
Yeah.
They have course corrected on scary health things. You know, my husband is off his blood pressure medication.
Wow.
They all worked with, I think it's Rochester Plant-Based Medicine. So it was with under the care of a doctor. It was
great.
But, and even my daughter, who's never cooked, is doing things like chopping garlic. Like, she knows how to cook now as a junior in college.
That's
which,
awesome.
You know,
my son's the same way. He became vegan a few years. He was vegetarian. He went to vegan. And it's like, he's self-sufficient.
Well, but my husband does the, like, fake food. Like, he does the vegan substitutes for meat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you're going to do that, just have a burger. Come on.
That's how I feel about
it. You know, and he's like, it tastes like a burger. And I'm like, if it tastes like a burger, go ahead and have a burger. But I'm the outlier in the family, and I'm okay with it. Like, although I realized the other day, we were making dinner, and I wanted a piece of protein with my, and they're like, we have protein black beans.
I'm
like, no, that is not protein for me. So I had a piece of salmon. I ate all of their stuff. I mean, for a while I was actually gaining weight because I was eating their stuff and my stuff.
Yeah.
Like, let me have some nuts and beef. That's not a good idea. But I will say my daughter actually has an Instagram account. It's called Taking the High Road Vegan. I should know what it is, shouldn't I? Taking the High Road Vegan. She puts up her pictures. They're beautiful. The food is beautiful.
Yeah.
I will say that.
And it tastes good. I don't know. It just doesn't taste what I'm used to.
I'm telling you, there's nothing like a really good steak on a Barbie.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.